It starts with a slow burn. Little things. Icebreakers. Introductory essays. Never-ending bookstore lines. Enjoy it while it lasts. Before you know it, you'll be exhausted and drowning in an ocean of textbooks. But for now, it's only week two. You can ease into the pool slowly and keep your wits about you. Hello, Laurier. This is the Chordcast. Thanks for tuning in to the second episode of the Chordcast. In case you missed our first episode, welcome. I'm features editor and host Carlos Wild. The intent of this program is to extend the content produced in the Wilfrid Laurier weekly newspaper, The Chord, into more open-ended conversations. In doing so, we hope to create a more comprehensive, thoughtful, and in-depth experience for you, the student body. On today's episode, I sat down with a few members of our staff to talk about Orientation Week, how religion informs morality, as well as what we look for when we reach for a book. But before we begin, I just want to make a quick disclaimer. The opinions expressed in this podcast, including how the articles are interpreted, are the personal opinions of those of us speaking and do not necessarily reflect the intentions of the content or any other members of the court staff. Thanks for listening. It's September 11th, and we are recording the second episode of the Chordcast, the Chord Podcast. I'm joined here in studio by two of our members. We've got...
Safina, I'm the news director.
I'm Garrison, the web director.
Awesome. So now that we've gotten through the orientation week, it's been nutty. Everyone's had some fun. There's been a bunch of crazy events. I just wanted to do a couple icebreakers with you guys. Just like you guys have probably been doing in your classes, where they go around the room saying, you know, say your name and your favorite color. Let's open it up with that. So, Safina, I want to know, what is your favorite color?
Oh, man.
And if you could be any animal, what would you pick and why?
I don't know. I think my favorite color, I'm going to have to go with blue. And I think if I could be any animal, it would definitely be a giraffe, because I think it would be a nice change in height.
That's a strong choice. I can get behind that. And Garrison, favorite color?
My favorite color is also blue. It's always been Toronto Maple Leaf blue. My favorite animal, or the animal I would want to be.
Yeah, the animal you'd want to be and why you would want to be that animal.
I really, really, really want to fly. So I'm going to say hawk, because I am a golden hawk. So, like, it doesn't matter which bird, but I want to fly.
That's a good pick. That's a good answer, yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, I think my favorite color is green. It's a difficult choice, but green's good. And I like bears a lot. They're big and tough. I get that. I get it. So, the next thing that we want to move on to here, we've got a new issue coming out on Wednesday. Should be the same day this podcast comes out, and it's our last week was our O-Week issue, but we're going to be covering a lot of what happened during O-Week, and of course, our staff was around, hitting up some of those events. So, Garrison, what did you go to over the last week?
I went to the designer concert, which was very, very intense. I got to photograph that. There was a lot of security there, and I think some people were injured a little bit and whatnot. So it was a very intense and boisterous concert.
How were people injured?
There was a lot of jumping, and so a lot of people's ankles got like stepped on and stuff like that. So it wasn't too serious, but it was a very physically intense concert.
And how did he sound?
He sounded really great. A lot of the songs blended together. But I think most of it was just the showmanship of like crowd surfing and kinds of physical things like that was very strange to watch. But everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and in the end of the day, nothing went too wrong. So I thought it was a good concert. Quite different from the other concert I went to on Sunday. It was called the Mysterious Barriers Concert for Suicide Awareness, and specifically for Indigenous people. It was a really great showcasing of art. The Laurier Choir was singing there, a couple other soloists and violinists, and I really, really enjoyed that concert. I think I am more in favor of a slower pace, but I was really, really surprised and taken back by how talented our music department is. I think I would really advocate for people to go check out some of the stuff that's going on in the music department. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Now, Safina, like me, you didn't get to attend as many events over the past week, but what else happened?
There was a lot of other things. I think our OE had a pretty good variety. So in addition to the concerts that Garrison was talking about, there was something called Positive Pulse. There was something called Can I Kiss You? All these things are going to be mentioned in our paper this week in our Arts and Life section and in the news section, kind of giving you an overview of what was going on. There was also a room burning demonstration. There was Waterloo Fest on the Thursday. So yeah, lots of different things happened.
Nice. And of course, you and I and Garrison, we were all at the Get Involved Fair on Friday.
Yeah.
Big thank you to anyone listening who decided to, who came out and helped out, or anybody who signed up to volunteer with the Cord. If you did, we're going to be in touch shortly. Lots of great opportunities here, and we're excited for the year ahead. So the next section of the podcast, it's something that we would normally do, an in-depth look at one of the articles in the issue. This week, however, we don't really have that much contentious content in the issue. We do have an unsigned in this issue where we talk about some issues with the Student Union Board, and that's going to be interesting. That would definitely be worth checking out in the issue, but it's probably going to be the most contentious thing about this issue. We've had to fill it up talking about O-Week. And just fun, nice, good stuff, I guess. So, for this week's in-depth, we wanted to take a look at an article that our creative director, Madeline McInnes, wrote. Safina, can you tell us about this article?
Yeah, basically, Maddie is writing about people who are religious and kind of the nature of their kind of values and their morals, and that... It's a common stereotype that religious people aren't necessarily the most accepting or the most kind people, but she basically reiterates that religious people can be both very accepting and not accepting, and mm-hmm. that isn't necessarily based on the religion that they learn. Yeah.
Yeah. What she's saying is that there's a stereotype that religion is inherently tied to a certain kind of conservatism.
Yes.
That tells people you can't do this, and that it's kind of full of hatred. And she's saying that's not the case. That religion can go either way. She said something in the article about how for every line of hatred there are 7 lines of love. And I just kind of wanted to talk about that because religion is such an abstract concept. I've heard it said, there is no such thing as religion, there are only religions. I don't really think there's that much we can disagree with in the actual article, so I kind of wanted to pivot and talk about how religion decides our morals. Are we deciding our morals? Is religion deciding our morals? Where does that come from? Garrison?
I think there should be a bit of both. I don't want to say that we decide our own morals. As a religious person, I do know that... there are things that people just don't follow. The Bible says that people should not have clothes of 2 different cloths and kind of things that we don't really adhere to. And so there is a picking and a choosing of what you want to believe. But there's also a core of every religion that you should believe and or that you do believe, and that it is simplified to a very specific purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but that's kind of what I want to get at is, you said, for example, there in some kind of scripture they're saying you can't wear clothes of 2 different cloths, something like that. What is it about that allows us to reject it? Safina, any thoughts?
I think that Maddie said it really well too, is that our morals aren't necessarily religion teaches a basis of morals, and how we interpret it is what we where our morals come from. Like she said here, religions don't teach hate. Hate is applied to them, right? So I think that might be where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not really, I guess I'm not sure exactly.
I guess there's also, the more devout you are, the more strictly that you follow the rules of a religion. And then when you follow these rules very strictly or very precisely, it gets kind of exclusive. And I think the extreme end is hatred, which is wrong. But in the middle between just love and compassion and hatred, there's also this exclusive, like, if you're not doing this, you're not a follower of this religion. And I don't think that that's wrong either. It's okay to be exclusive as long as you're not hating people and being evil.
Okay, the next section of the podcast is, it's the question of the week, where I ask a number of questions. I should probably rename the section the questions of the week. But the first question that I'm going to ask Safina and Garrison here...
Sorry to interrupt. When recording this podcast, I forgot to mention where these questions stem from. In the Arts and Life section of the latest issue of The Chord, you'll find a special article where various members of our team recommend some solid books to read right now. Make sure to check it out. Now, back to the questions of the week.
What are some of your favorite books, Safina?
My absolute favorite book is The Great Gatsby. I read that back in grade 10, and ever since I read it, it has just been my favorite book. That's my favorite book.
My favorite book, I haven't read as much as I'd like to. My favorite book would be back in high school when I read Midsummer's Night Dream. I had a really great English teacher, and she made it very fun to go through it, so that's mine.
Nice. Okay. So then the second thing that I wanted to ask you guys, just pertaining to that, what is it that you look for in books? What is it you want books to do for you, and why do you like those particular books so much?
Well, for me, I think it depends. I probably look for a number of things in different books, depends on when I'm reading it. For the most part, I think I like books that... have a good lesson or a good theme. Mm-hmm. I tend to like classics, and I tend to like the ones that have like a lot of meaning behind them. I very recently read The Alchemist. Mm-hmm. So that was a very easy plot to follow. It wasn't an intense book. It wasn't a hard book to get through, but it had a lot of depth to it. So I got a lot from it. So I think that's what I would mainly look for in a book, but it depends. I think that sometimes I'll read for pleasure and doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to have a super deep meaning.
Yeah. What I think I like about fiction and about classic fiction is that it just shows us how little we have changed as people. No matter how much the world changes, people kind of stay the same, and we can still connect intimately with characters that were written, hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And Garrison, what about you?
I look for a book that can take me away. I look to escape more into a journey. I like fiction more. I look for good imagery. Sometimes imagery can be too detailed, and I can't picture anymore. It's too detailed. But I enjoy having a clear picture in my mind, almost like I get to make the movie in my mind of the book as I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So... I would like to read more because I find that I have only been reading for assignments and things that are quite dry and just factual. If I wanted to read a book, I think it would be very difficult for me because it's a longer commitment and you need to stay patient and focused and disciplined to connect with the book over a long period of time and then not get distracted by things around you. And I think especially with... entertainment now, it's very immediate and you get gratification very quickly in entertainment, but with books it's a lot longer process and my mind is wandering too much. It'd be really great to practice reading and then be a better reader and have a better imagination because I'm more disciplined.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely hard to fit time for reading when you have so much reading for school, which is why I feel so lucky I'm in English, because I get to read so many great novels as a part of my school. But I find that I've gotten into poetry a lot, short poetry, books like Milk and Honey. They're easier reads, so I find that I've been reading a lot of those recently as well.
Do you guys read exclusively print or ebooks?
I could bounce between either one. I prefer print because the feel is classic, but ebooks don't bother me either.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think I've ever read an ebook. I love having like hard books in my hand. So yeah.
Yeah, what I think is the major difference between all of our media is going digital, right? Mm-hmm. But books are self-contained, right? If you have a movie on DVD, that's not a physical product. That's something you have to plug into a machine, and then that's going to feed you the exact same experience as a digital download of the movie, right? The same as with music. Whereas a book, you pick it up off the shelf 200 years from now, you don't need a book player to plug it into, right? It's self-contained. So I think that's why print books have really been hanging on and ebooks have kind of been dying out. But all right, thanks a lot, guys. All right, for the last section of the CoreCast, we're going to be looking at something good. That's what we're calling it. It's called Something Good. And we got a real stretch of time, like a week and a half since we've recorded, or since the last issue came out. So there's a large bit of time there to choose something good from. So I'm going to kick us off here. Now, like I was saying, it's been a long time. We've had some great things come about. There's been some spicy new Taylor Swift songs. There's been pumpkin spice lattes. I'm a white girl, just in case you couldn't tell. And but I think the thing that I enjoyed the most from the past couple of weeks is I went to see a movie called Wind River. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. It's written and directed by Taylor Sheridan, who wrote the movie Sicario and Hell or High Water. And it is a very dark, emotional mystery drama starring Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen. And very sad, but a very well-made movie. I really enjoyed it. Safina, something good.
I think a lot of good things happened last week, too. We had a great week kind of with The Cord, publishing our first issue. But I have to say the best part of last week, I was finishing up my summer job. I work full time as a camp coordinator. So me and my office mate, we went back into the office last Tuesday, kind of wrapping everything up, putting everything away. So I think it was like a very small, insignificant moment, but kind of knowing that it was our last time in the office, kind of having a life chat, it was a really nice feeling. So that's my big moment of last week.
Nice. And Garrison?
Well, something I want to remember, or the good memories that I have are around good food. It's been a really great week, really busy. A week Get Involved Fair and things like that were great hangouts. After some of these events with the Cord, we went to Bao Sandwiches and Shawarma Royale, and it was just really good food. We went back to the office and we hung out and talked, and there's some just good community that I found was really enjoyable and fun, and I'd like to remember that. I thought it was a really great week.
Yeah, it was awesome. And Shawarma Royale, did you get the falafel?
I did not. No, not yet.
The falafel's dynamite. It's the best one you're going to get around here. So, All right. So, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. Safina, thank you for coming on the episode. And Garrison, thank you. Yeah, so check out the issue. It's going to be on stands around you everywhere. You can check it out online. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Again, I'd just like to thank all the staff and volunteers of The Cord for making the newspaper and by extension this podcast possible. Our music for this episode was provided by Steve Dave for Life. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can reach me by email at features@thecord.ca.